Blog Talk Radio.
And on today's show, we will be talking about some updates to our sites and some things coming up, and we will have some testimonies. And also, we hope to hear from you all, the listeners, who have called in. So please make sure if you would like to speak, you press 1 so that I can know that you're in queue. But before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com. Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution. A reminder, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have group DNA activation sessions. So if you would like to learn more or to join one of our sessions, you can visit DNAReplicate.com or FreeYourMindToShine.com. And now we will bring on our host, Ms. Laota Rasool, who will give us the book of the week, and we'll get started with our show. Ms. Laota, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Asiya. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're welcome.
Well, we are so happy to be here. Greetings, salutations in Lakesh. You all may hear some birds in the background. I am outside having the show today outside, and there are a lot of birds in my background, so you may hear that today. Our book of the week this week is Beyond Religion, Ethics for the Whole World. This is a book by His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, and it's about secular issues and how we use them in our daily life. And this, I think, is very important for many of those who are have been involved in religion and those who are not involved in religion. There are many suggestions about getting rid of destructive emotions and helping other people. And this book really talks a lot about compassion and what it means to be compassionate and how that works to help others and how it is that we feel about the sufferings that others have. So I highly recommend this book. You can get it for free at audible.com by just using the code that was just given out, and we will announce it again later. Today we are going to be having a guest, Rain, our very gifted psychic, who has been with us monthly over the past year, has returned today, and she'll be online talking to us today. But before we get to that, I wanted to talk about a health idea. I wanted to bring from time to time, I want to talk about different health ideas that are difficult for us. And today I want to talk a little bit about sugar. This message actually comes from body ecology. And this is something that I think you all should hear, so I'm going to read it to you. And this is a letter that I got today in my email, and it's so timely because when we do health readings, when I do health soul readings, so many people have sugar problems. So it begins by saying, are you addicted to sugar? You are not alone. In 2007, a group of researchers found that sugar surpasses what is called the cocaine reward in most mammals, including rats and humans. The frightening result of this study is in conclusion that sugar is more addictive than cocaine. Although sugar does not contain opiates, it does stimulate and release opiate that's in our brain. So the opiates and the opiate receptors have largely been attributed to what is known as the reward. And the reward is what people get when they take cocaine or any other addictive drug. When the opiate receptors are filled over and over again, we feel a sense of pleasure and reward, no matter how harmful the food or the substance may be to the body. This sensation is coming back for more while at the same time altering our brain chemistry. And she talks about the statistics show that average person consumes 6 pounds, 3 ounces of sugar per year. However, by 1999, the average person consumed 110.7 ounces of sugar per year. And the neurobiologists at the University of Washington predict that if we continue eating sugar with as much over the past 200 years, by the year 2606, the American diet will be 100. Like many addictions, what happens is we realize that there is a greater sum of chemicals in our bodies, and it can be hard for us when it comes to breaking and ending addictions. So there's three different ways that body ecology is showing us that you can do it. And I agree with all of these, and am a very big advocate of these things. And the first way for you to break the addiction to sugar is to be determined and disciplined, and then start eating sour foods. The sour taste of some foods, like apple cider vinegar, will naturally curb your cravings for sugar. And the number two thing to do is eat fermented foods, which I'm a huge advocate of. So eat cultured and fermented foods, which are usually sour, and they're easy to make and affordable. And then drink probiotic beverages that also have a sour taste. And you can do this in small doses. It just make them go a long way. They often have a full beneficial bacteria that will drive out disease, causing bugs that increase our desire for sugar. So this is really talking about things like candida, the millions of candida or parasites that are in the body that eat the sugar. When you eat in cultured foods or fermented foods, or you drink fermented drinks, this helps drive them out. When you're craving something sweet, use Lakanto monk fruit sugar sweetener. This is something I use. I have very little sugar in my diet, but occasionally I do bake and I use Lakanto. And you can find this product and other at the Body Ecology website. So I highly recommend look in.
Miss Leota, are you there? Okay. She's still connected, but let's see. I don't know. We'll have to wait for her to come back. Ms. Leota, are you there? Okay, she just dropped off. So everyone, just please be patient. She'll call back in a second. Okay. Ms. Leota?
I am. I'm back on, and I don't know what happened. My birds may have made my technology a problem.
No, it was the sugar demons. That's what happened. They didn't like what you were saying.
I'll have to clear them.
Yes.
Do you want a final part of the information on sugar? From Body Ecology?
Just a little bit, and you were going out a little bit earlier, but it was still, I could still make out what you were saying, but the last part, I don't think we got that, so.
Well, the most important thing are the three things to break your sugar addiction, so I'll just go over them real quickly. You know, eat sour foods. The sour taste of some foods like apple cider vinegar will naturally curb your cravings for sugar. Eat fermented foods and probiotic beverages, which are fermented foods are sour and easy to make and affordable. And probiotic beverages also taste sour, and even in small dosages, they go a very long way. Both are full of beneficial bacteria, which drive out the parasites that enjoy eating the sugar. And number three, use Lakanto, monk fruit sweetener, which I use myself, especially if I'm baking something. I have very little sugar in my diet, but Lakanto is a sugar that you can use for baking, but you really shouldn't be using sugar. You can get Lakanto at the Body Ecology, and it is really important for those who have candida, who have diabetes, or who have sugar addiction. And that is an excellent website that we recommend if you have any of those issues. So did everybody get all that?
Yeah, there was a little interference, but we got it. We're good.
Oh, okay. Well, I may have to go back inside because outside may not be working well for me today. But we do have Rain. Do you see Rain on the line? Rain is joining us.
Yes, Rain, you're on. Welcome back. I'm sorry I didn't give you the proper introduction earlier. Rain, are you there? You're unmuted.
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Welcome, Rain. We're so happy to have you back on with us. Rain is our gifted psychic who has been on with us this whole last year, every month, during readings. She won't be redoing readings today, but she's going to talk to us about some interesting things. So we're very happy to have you, Rain, and we want to make sure people that you give people your website so that they have a way of reaching you, too. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm always glad to come back. I really did like the concept of you being outside, but I really couldn't hardly hear you.
I'm back inside now.
Okay.
So we're gonna you were gonna talk. We talked yesterday, and I actually wasn't sure what we were gonna talk about today, but I'm happy to have this conversation on air with you to share your thoughts with others. So, what did you have in mind to talk about today?
Let's talk about the triangle, Matt. It's quite. It's quite amazing, actually. What I wanted to share about the triangle, Matt, is the...
Rain, let me stop you before you start so that people know what it is. Do you want me to tell them exactly what it is? Because everyone may not know what a triangle mat is.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. On the DNAReplicate.com website and on the Free Your Mind to Shine website, and on, is it energytherapy.com, on that website as well?
Yes. No, not exactly. It's on questions. It's actually how to be healthy with the number1.com.
How to be healthy with the number1.com. On all of these websites, there is a product that is custom made. It is a triangle mat that is made to exact specifications by dimension and color that offers those who use it an opportunity to meditate or to use it as a dimensional doorway. It comes with a triangle bell like we used to use when we were in kindergarten, and it comes with a triangle musical instrument, actually, and it comes with a small bell with instructions. And we've been selling these on the websites for over a year, and a lot of our listeners have them already and have shared a lot of experiences, and I'm sure Asiya is going to have something to say about it again today too. So that is what Rain is referring to when she says our triangle mat. It's a dimensional doorway, and it looks like it's in the shape of a triangle, and it's a rug for your home. Okay, I think everybody understands now.
Thanks, Leona. I wanted to talk about the triangle mat because a couple of DNA family members ordered some from me, and just some of the experiences that they were telling me were quite profound. One little thing that I did notice is that a couple of the ladies actually got on the mat, and they actually saw their future soulmate, which I felt was quite unique. They don't know each other. They don't even know I'm going to talk about this or anything like that. It's just like all of a sudden I've got three stories where people went into the future and they saw their mates. If they didn't see the physical face, they had a conversation with them, and I thought that was so amazing, and it kind of put them at ease to know what was to be a little bit later. You don't have to necessarily, some of them did the Akashic Records, some of them didn't. Some of them just wanted to have the rug in order to access different dimensions because they were expanding and growing so fast. And the mat is a good way to still be protected. I think the thought is over that. Is that correct, Leona?
The what is over it? Oh, Thoth, yes. Thoth is the father of magic, and Thoth is the one who this original idea stems from, because Thoth lived to be, I think, 2000 in the time of Egypt, and he was originally from Atlantis, and Thoth went into the pyramid to rejuvenate himself during his time in Egypt after the fall of Atlantis. So that gives you a little background there. So Thoth is the one who is the father of the triangle, and or he's considered the father of magic as well.
And also the recommended reading is the Emerald Tablets of Thoth. I found that kind of interesting. If you YouTube it, there are all kind of things on there that you can listen to the recording if you don't have to actually, to read it. Another thing about the mat I was getting, this is just all feedback I'm getting from the DNA family. People were able to get on the mat, and if they had unresolved issues, they were being resolved in the dream state, okay? This is another thing, the connection with the mat that was being reported to me, was that when people go to sleep, this is where they get quite a bit of information. So it continues when you leave the mat. It's very profound, and things that you've been working on for a while and you feel like you're kind of impatient or you're not seeing results, you might want to just take that idea with you when you do your meditation with the mat. It tends to be more profound if you use it in your daily practice. Like for me, I like to sit on my mat when I do my morning meditations, and it just makes it more profound. The messages are much deeper, like whereas before I was just meditating. Since I've had the mat, I have to take a pencil and pad when I go in. That's just how much information is actually coming through, and I mean, it's very, very profound. I just jot it down as fast as I can and keep going, and it's very efficient, and it feels also like the time, it's something about the time that's altered when you're sitting on the mat. It's like you can lose track very easily, and when you look up, it feels like you were only on there for a short time, and when you, I'm saying this wrong. You can be on the mat for a short period of time, and it feels like you've been on there for a very long period of time. But when you look at the clock, you'll find that you've lost track of time because it's timeless. So I thought that was very, very interesting. This is a very powerful mat, so I just wanted to talk about it a little bit because for all the DNA family, especially if you're expanding and you have answers, and even if you don't have answers to certain dilemmas that you might be looking at, it's another way. It's another tool, because you want to utilize all your tools so that you can kind of stand firm and solid and feel very comfortable going through the process by yourself. But we're also here if you need us.
That is so wonderful. I'm glad that you decided to, when you shared with me you were going to talk about some of the products. I'm really glad that you chose this because this is a very exciting tool, and this is something that many who have had their DNA and soul clearings can take advantage of. And those who have not started a meditation practice, this is a wonderful way to start a meditation practice. The things that you mentioned about time is very true, that triangles will bend time. So time is being bent. And I want to pull Asiya into our conversation because Asiya is now on tour. She's traveling around the country. In fact, she's in Atlanta today, and I think she'll be in South Carolina next week. But she's traveling around the country with her triangle mat. And I didn't tell you I was going to ask you about this, Asiya, but I'm thinking you may have something to share with us, so I'd like to bring you into our conversation about the triangle mat.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. And I actually have some information for Rain because she brought it up, and it prompted me to bring up her human design. I'm not going to get into human design too much, but when it comes to our life purpose, which is shown in your human design body graph, every person has what's called a Godhead, and there are a total of 16 Godheads, and the 13th Godhead is Thoth, and that happens to be Rain's Godhead and also mine. So it's very interesting how I'm very much always flying on my triangle mat, and the fact that Rain brought it up and seeing that she is, her Godhead is Thoth as well, I think that that's very, very much in alignment with everything that's going on and the roles that we play for the planet and helping to spread this information. But my personal experiences on my triangle mat have been very, very profound, and I've been using my triangle mat every morning, and also before I talk to people or do teleconference calls, or sometimes before I go to sleep, but I make sure it's the first thing that I do every morning when it comes to pulling in positive energy, grounding myself, and asking for the release of any energies or any type of frequency or vibration or connection that no longer serves me. I ask for all of that to be brought to the surface so that I can resolve any issues and start a new day as a new person. And back in October of last year, when I got on my triangle mat, that's like when I really started getting into being on my triangle mat every single day. The first time I got on it, I had a very profound experience because my future children came to me immediately, and it was three of them, and it was like as soon as I made the decision to really step into that dimensional doorway, they were waiting for me, and we've been in contact a lot since then, and they give me a lot of messages. They tell me a lot about what's going on in the other dimensions with other children that are lined up and waiting to incarnate here, and just sharing with me information about the future, dealing with the children more so than adults. So, and another thing, I recently, I think it was last week, I did my first human design healing on the triangle mat. And I'm supposed to be doing another one next week when I go to South Carolina. So there was some information that was downloaded to me to where when I do human design readings, I'm able to get on a triangle mat and do what's called like a restoration energetic session, where it's like I get on a triangle mat with the person that I'm doing the reading for, and I'm able to basically place their human design, I don't know how to explain it, but I can take their human design body graph and reset it back to its original blueprint and knock out blockages that that have been created over time from them not knowing how they are designed to operate. So a lot of not-self energies and blockages and things that do not really go along with who they are designed to be, I'm able to break through those blockages while I'm on the triangle mat focusing on their human design body graph. So this is something new that I'm still growing into, but that's the most recent experience that I've had with the triangle mat and incorporating that into what I'm doing while I'm on tour.
That's fabulous. I'm so happy to hear that you had a lot to say about it and that this is helping, because most of the people who are interacting with our websites, with DNAReplicate.com, with Your Energy Therapy, with Free Your Mind to Shine, are people who are healers, who were born here specifically to help, as I talked about a little bit earlier, with the compassion, the practical application of helping others with things they're suffering with. And many of the healers need to be clean to the point where they can access their gifts, and so that they can actually feel what who they are and what they are in relationship to the rest of us, which is we're all one. And this is a process, and it takes time. And the fact that you're discovering human design, and that Lorraine is having clients call her and give her stories about what's going on is spectacular, because this means that the work we're doing is helping others uncover who they are. I want to talk about it a little bit more, maybe even with call-ins after our next message. So I'll continue, and Rain, stay on. We're going to continue this conversation.
Okay.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
All righty, so we're back now, and want to kind of continue this conversation. So, Rain, did you have something else you wanted to share about this? I do want to mention that Thoth is well worth everyone's investigation, whether you're in it's in your human design or not. And the Emerald Tablets is recommended reading for everyone, whether you have the – we do send out directions with the mats that specifically encourage you to research Thoth, but Thoth is well worth researching either way. It's very rich in history and lets you know that there are so many more aspects of our reality that we are not touching in the way that most of us have been brought up, that are available and open and part of our birthright as human beings on this planet interacting in a natural world. And I know, Rain, you have a few more comments, so if you would start.
Sophia, I'm so glad you made those comments, because you're making things come up about this dimensional doorway mat. The very first day that I got the dimensional doorway mat, I slept with it. I was just like, I was guided. Before I even sat on it, I took the mat, I put it in the bed, and I slept on it. It was quite profound. It's like I slept, but I didn't sleep, but I felt rested. You know, the whole time I was like going, you know, it was this game with time, that I'm timeless and infinity. And, I mean, it's really altered when you get on this mat. And the first thing, now this is Rain's experience. My first experience getting on the mat, I went in like a it looked something like a elevator, but it wasn't an elevator. And when the door opened, I was in my future reality, and lo and behold, who shows up but my future mate? So, you know, it's good that we're having this conversation, because, you know, it's got – so for the single ladies, I don't know, you know, this is something that's coming out about the mat. And it showed me this at least twice. And it was something else that I see a comment on I wanted to talk about. Oh, it was the fact when I'm not dealing with people who have had a lot of spiritual work or the DNA family, these are just like clients that I'm working with. They're very dense, and they haven't had a lot of spiritual work. And when I get on the mat, like what Isil was saying, is it does some kind of translation or something with you and the client, because everybody's frantic by the time, you know, they call me. And when I'm on the mat and I talk to the client, and this may go on for hours, you know, at a time during the day, and when I'm on the mat, this is something I tried that was different, they're totally calm. And it's like they totally get what you're talking about. Whereas before, it's a lot of questions. It's very third dimensional. Well, what's going to happen if this happens? What's going to happen if that happens? If this happens, that happens. You know, it's like I'm being bombarded with questions. But when you're on the mat, you're able to reach them better because of the guidance that's coming from thought. So it's very this mat looks very ordinary, but it's very extraordinary. It's not exactly what you think it is. So, and it's a small investment. I think everyone should actually have one because everyone is going to have a challenge of some sort or a business idea or a business plan. It's also very good for that because it opens up more insights into the situation. It's like it's a box inside a box inside a box inside a box. So it's not just if you're a practitioner. And then people who are practitioners or are like readers, they're telling me when they get on this mat, everything is transformed, okay? So the aspect of what Asiya was talking about and me doing my readings, it all works really good. And you can also, like, place, like if you're having a challenge or something, put it right on top of your mat, you know, just kind of write it out and put it there. And if you don't get an answer the first day, just keep doing it. You know, this is not a sometimes type thing. The dimensional doorway mat is for those who are really are like serious-minded people. Keep that question or whatever that challenge is right on your mat and keep going to it every day. I guarantee you, you'll get an answer to it.
That's very true. I'm really glad that you brought that forward. And I also want to mention to everyone that your specialty has always been romance. And Asiya's specialty, or what she has always been interested in, is children. So it's very specific. The way this works is the intelligence, the body of knowledge and intelligence that guides the process, the energy that's coming from there, will know it's it has more intelligence than we do. It knows exactly what areas of interest that you are in, and it's specific to you. So if you're, you know, you don't have to worry that you'll get on and you're married and you'll find out about some man in the future. It's not like that. It's really very specific to the things that you're asking for, and it is very magical. It is a magical experience. However, it's low-tech. It's a very low-tech idea, but it has been designed. It took me a long time, many years, to find a person who would make it to the specifications that I gave them. And it's designed in such a way that it has value for those who value it. It's the kind of thing that, as Rain was saying, seems very everyday. It has a very different look to it, but it seems like a very everyday something someone will have on the floor, and it can be used that way. But it also can be used to do many other things. So the doors for exploration are open, and everyone is still at the beginning. So it's an exciting idea for everyone. Asiya, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Well, only that my cat, Cutesy, she just, it's really her mat. I'll just put it like that. She has owned the mat, and for now I'm borrowing it while I'm on tour from her. But she stays on the mat. She absolutely loves it. So, yeah, that was my only other thing.
And children really like the mats, too. So that's something I know for surety. I have grandchildren and children in our family and other families, and I do hear from other people who have purchased the mat that say the same thing, that their children very much gravitate to it. I actually got a text last night from one of our DNA family members who hers arrived at the door, and she brought it in the house, and she could feel the energy from across the room. And then her children stopped playing and came in from outside because they wanted to be on it and around that energy. So there's a lot to be said about it. I don't want to go so far ahead. No, I don't want to go so far ahead that those who are give people experiences that, or give you too much information and it changes your experience. So be free with it and enjoy it. The mats are great. You have something else, Sophia?
Yeah, you just reminded me. I'm here with your daughter and your grandchildren, and last night I was sitting on your daughter's triangle mat, and the grandchildren were in the room, and I gave I gave two of your grandchildren foot massages last night while I was on a triangle mat, and you just made me realize what that was about. I didn't even think about it. And they were just like, oh, it's still so good. And I was like, yeah, it does. But the energy was just flowing. So, wow, I just like put it all together just in this moment. So, yeah, that it makes a lot more sense now.
Well, they have been raised to be on the mat during their Ho'oponopono and to help keep them balanced and fearless and protected and clean. And so they're very attracted to it, and this is something that is of value to them, that they realize is a valuable thing. So I think our children have a better opportunity to get these ideas than we did, because we weren't raised with this kind of information in our environment. Rain, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Right. I think that this was just such a wonderful opportunity for us to talk about this. Did we have, did you have anything else you wanted to share on this topic?
No, I think we probably covered just about everything.
Well, everything that I'm prepared to speak publicly about, because so much of this is experimentation and exploration. And everyone should just be open to whatever their experience will bring them when they pursue this. But we also do have some new things on the websites now, and I did want to talk a little bit about that, unless there's something else that we need to cover. I wanted to go into, we have a new service that's called Light Attunement. And this service has a prerequisite that it is only for those who have already had 3 soul clearings, because it requires you to be at a certain level to get it. But this attunement, what it does, it infuses and informs the body with more light than it has had previously, in such a way that you can hold it at a higher level. So those who are plagued by infestations of implants or having other spiritual infestations after things have been removed, this is a wonderful remedy, and we are so happy to introduce this. We just put it on the website this week, and so this is a new service that many, many, many people can benefit from, especially those of you who've gone through the protocols, who've gone, had all of your work done, and have moved on to explore the realities that have opened up for you, and are thinking of coming back into getting something additional. This is a wonderful experience for you to have, because the attunements are extremely powerful and they are very helpful for everyone. And so we're very happy. And I want to, you know, also make mention that this was not possible until after the last blood moon. This is really part of the result of my own expansion after the last blood moon, and I'm really looking forward to the next one and the final one that's coming forward. So I know that since it's so new that you haven't had an opportunity to experience it yet, but Rain, you may have some impressions about it, and I know Althea may have some thoughts on it also, but that's one of the new things. And we also have another new service called Soul Translations, which is about, it's giving you an opportunity to learn what you decided on before you were incarnated, what the themes in your life would be, what the challenges would be, and how that would happen. And I'm getting a text right now that there's someone on the website looking for the mat and they can't find it. The name of the mat is the Dimensional Doorway, and it looks like a triangle. And if you go into the store at dnareplicate.com and you scroll down the page, you will see a very colorful triangle, and it's called the dimensional doorway. So I'm getting a text right now from somebody. So the soul translations, I think, Rain, you and Asiya have both had some of that information where you find out what your themes were, what your challenges were, and also what your gifts are. I think this is very important to let us know how extraordinary we all are individually and in mass, to help us understand our value within ourselves and how we relate to the planet at large, because your gifts are always something that will help yourself and others. So do you have, either of you have anything to share about either of those things?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Ryan.
I was going to talk about the soul translation. This particular reading is really amazing. You only need one in a lifetime, and I received one. And the way it pinpointed and targeted, you know, what I had decided to do on the other side before I got here, and how it fits into what I'm doing right now. It tells me what my challenges were, and it broke down all the gifts. It was super accurate. And I think this is something that everybody could appreciate, because you only need it once. And it kind of lets you know where you're going, what you decided on the other side. Are you in alignment with what you decided on the other side? It's quite unique, and I think it's the laser focus that was put into it. It's like you'll know that this is what you decided to do. You know, it comes through in the reading. Oh, also, I like the aspect that everything is recorded, so you can go back. You can go back and you can listen to this information. So you'll have it all the time with you. And it's like every time I replay mine, I hear a little something different. I don't know how I'm missing some of this stuff, but when I go back and I listen to it, it's like some of the things I'm hearing for the first time.
Well, I want to make sure we asked you about some of your gifts, if you're willing to share, because I think this is pertinent to the work that you do, and also pertinent to the fact that you have been focused to develop these gifts, because many people have gifts that are latent, but yours were very interesting.
I'm sorry, I had to call. Are you willing to share? But say that last part of what you said again, please.
I'm asking, would you be willing to share with our listening audience some of your gifts? Because it's very pertinent to the work that you do when you do psychic readings with them, when you assist people, when you give them the Rain frequency, when you direct them to different things. Your gifts are pertinent to that. So are you willing to share some of your gifts that you found out about when you had your soul translation?
Sure. There were many. Some of them I was quite aware of, and some of them I didn't know had a name. So that's another thing with your gift. You might do certain things, and you don't know why you do certain things, but it's part of your gift. For me, for instance, the ability to be a telepath. And for some reason, I'm always calling somebody or something. I was just getting ready to call you or something like that, they'll say. You know, I never really knew exactly what that name was or what that was all about. But that was kind of interesting to me, because when you guys think about me, it instantly comes to me, you know. And that's why sometimes I call you, you know, because if it comes up about the second time or the third time, I'm picking up on that particular, I just wanted it to have a name and a face. I didn't know that it had a name and a face. You know, that was the name of this particular gift. I had heard of it before, but I don't think I was quite in tune with it or, you know, in sync with it. But now it resonates more clearly to me. the way that all the gifts were put together, it started with, like, maybe the Claire's, and then it worked its way into some more things where it got even deeper, where it goes into your emotions, like...
Before you go on, will you share with them what the Claire's are? We want to make sure that everyone can follow you. I know what you're talking about, but I know that many people will not.
Clairaudient means you're a clear hearer. Clairvoyant means you see clearly. You're using your insight. It was so many. I don't even have it in front of me.
we weren't planning on talking about it, but the just the rhythm of how your experience was and what you things that you may have discovered that were surprised you, but you could see were accurate. This particular reading, I think, is excellent for everyone because people really don't know how amazing you are, and this gives I get this wonderful blessing of having your permission to look in and see. And then you get the wonderful blessing of recognizing what the universe has to say about you.
Yes.
So.
One of them that kind of struck me, okay, so we got all these clairs, that means clear. Clear sentient means that you're able to sense or feel things, but you don't know why or how, but you just do. And there's one for clear smelling, like I smell things. And I can't even pronounce the name of that one, okay? So it was like things were given a name to kind of, like, tell me what I was doing. And then there's the one about clear emotions. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that one either. This is the one where I follow the emotion. And I was just shocked that you picked up on that because I was aware of it, but I didn't know it had a name. And it's like, how I follow the emotion of a person to identify what the problem is in their life, and that has a name. Do you remember the name of that, Leota?
I don't have it in front of me, but there are several gifts that have to do with emotion and intellect, and they are rarely spoken of. So when I'm looking, I can see them, but in terms of because I haven't heard them very often, I'd have to be looking at my notes to pull it up, but there are some for intellect. There are some for clear, being able to recognize the clear emotion in another. And these are little known gifts, like the one for the sense of smell. That's a little known gift, but it's something that's a gift. It's still a gift, and if you focus on it, you can develop it and have other experiences with it. So I think it's really a wonderful opportunity for people to find out. It's really like something you can do for yourself, but at the same time you can feel like, oh my God, now this latent ability that I knew I had, I can develop this for the service of humanity and my family and my children. It gives you so many, things that it might have taken you years to get to. You suddenly start having ideas like, oh, I can, I can do this or I can do that, or I have the ability to clearly use my intellect in such a way that it's elevated. So I'm going to now focus on studying and researching and putting my meditation time into developing these gifts because you have had all of these gifts in previous lifetimes, maybe in different lifetimes, but it's possible in this experience for you to bring them forward with the work that we're doing. So I'm really happy that you talked about that. We also have a new energetic consultation, which is with a staff consultant, and it's the introduction. It's an introductory entrance into DNA Replicate and all of the services on all the sites where you receive a bottle of peace water, you're taken through a peaceful meditation, and you're given an Akashic Record reading to introduce you to, so to say, to introduce you to the lords of the Akasha, those in this universe who are responsible for gathering all the data that happens everywhere in the universe and are the keepers of this wisdom and the answers to all the things that you want to know about this time and before. And this is a wonderful something everyone can take advantage of, but all new people will be directed to go in and get the energetic consultation first. The price is very good on it, and you get to speak to a staff consultant who can really spend time talking to you about what's going on with you and introduce you to the kind of work that we're doing. So all three of these new services, I'm really happy that we had a show to talk about them. We don't always talk directly concerning it, but these new things are important for us to know about. So I'm really, this is really good that we got to talk about it. Now, I know Asiya doesn't, I don't know if you want to talk about any of your gifts. And I know you don't have the tape and you haven't reviewed it, and we didn't talk about this before the show, but I also know that you know about quite a few of your gifts from the reading. So if you'd share a little bit with us, Asiya, before we end, because we're almost at the end of the show time today.
Sure. I had a few gifts as well, and I really don't remember the names of them, but when you told me my gifts, they all resonated. I could feel them inside of me all the time, but when you made them more specific with names, it brought them to the surface. So ever since you told me about my gifts, I include the enhancement of my gifts in my sessions on the triangle mat every morning. So even though I don't always remember each specific one, like, I just ask that all of my gifts be expanded and enhanced, and that my awareness, my clarity of all of them be strengthened. And, now that I'm tuned in to them more consciously, I'm just constantly, you know, pulling more power into them as much as I can. So, that's pretty much all I have to share about that.
Well, that's perfect, because that's exactly how this should be handled. The things that you know about are the things that are in the background playing that you didn't know about. These things exist, and they are available to us. And it's really good to have this type of translation so that you can know where should your focus be, because people are always saying, well, what am I here for? And much of it is in your gifts. Much of what you're here for is explained to you because you have been these things before. These gifts have existed in you in the hundreds of lifetimes you have had, and you have mastered them in many of those lifetimes. Now you need to reawaken some of that, and then at the same time, new things are coming forward from the energy of whatever you're doing, and especially from the connections with DNA and things that you wouldn't have had in other lifetimes. I'm also wanting, before we end the show, to share with everyone, whether you have a mat or whether you don't, everyone should be in a spiritual practice each day, meaning a meditation, a quiet time where there is no verbal, where you are not talking in your own head, where there's no language used. It's important that we be out of language in some time. Part of our inability to get quiet is that we're always in language. So if we can stop the language for 20, 30 minutes each day, what will surface is some of the things that happen with your gifts, your intuitiveness or your clairvoyance or your psychic powers or whatever it is that you happen to have. Not everyone has the same thing, but whatever it is, it will surface. And almost everyone that I'm involved with or that the websites are involved with are very gifted. And they don't really know it, or they're saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, until they make it disappear. So I encourage you to have a spiritual practice, and each day in your spiritual practice to ask for protection. As the idea is we live in a free choice universe, and I say this often, and those who are in the unseen who are helping us cannot help us. It would violate our free choice if we don't ask for the help. It gives them permission to step in and help us in a much larger way than the parameters that free choice allows. So you want to meditate every day. You want to be nonverbal in your meditation, even in your own head. You want to make sure you have a daily practice. And then you want to ask for enhancements or protection, the things that are valuable and that are important to have, you want to be able to ask for those things and know that you will see the evidence that they are coming forward. And we're pretty much at the end. I know you have something else to see, and we have a final commercial, and we want to thank everyone for joining us. But I want Asiya to go ahead and move forward now, and then we're going to end the show.
Yes. One more thing. You have a new Pinterest.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes.
thank you for reminding me.
There is
a social media device that I have decided to participate in. It's called Pinterest, where you pin things you like. And I have started two new boards, which I think you all may find interesting. One of them is called the Organic Gourmet, and the other is called Our Family, the Universe. And Our Family, the Universe has fabulous pictures, some from the Hubble telescope, of spectacular nebulas and things in outer space and in our universe, as well as beautiful other beautiful things. And Organic Gourmet, which is the name of our flip chart, which has important recipes that are really delicious and tasty for you. So these are other food ideas that are appropriate for those who are moving into eating lighter, being healthy, more live food. And I think it might be fun. It doesn't cost anything, and it's not Facebook. So you can look at ideas, pull off some recipes. You can pin other things. It would be fun. So I want to encourage everyone to go and enjoy that. Thank you so much for joining us, Rain. It's always a pleasure to have you come join us. I hope you'll come back and talk to us about your travels in the future. Will you do that?
Yes. Yes. Thanks for having me. I'll enjoy it. Thanks, Asiya. Thanks, Hilda.
Thank you
very
much.
Rain. Thank you.
Everyone in Lakesh.
In Lakesh, everyone, have a great day.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.